Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text which we shall consider this morning is portions of the text which was just read. It is said that trial, testing, and tribulation reveal the strengths and the weaknesses of that which is subjected to these encounters. Peter tells us in his first epistle that it is through tribulation that the genuineness of our faith, which is more valuable than gold, will redound to the praise, the honor, and the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ at his revelation. It is in the trials and the testings of our faith that we must ask ourselves, what do I believe in? And as well, we must ask, how much do I trust in that which I do believe? In our text for today, James exhorts us to consider it pure joy whenever we face trials and testings of many kinds. I'm sure we have all heard this echoed in some form or another by someone trying to encourage a friend, perhaps, that is facing some difficulty in their life. But what is forgotten in this phrase totally strips away any comfort. This phrase by itself gives no hope. What is forgotten is the reason why we are tested, the benefits of our testing, and also the outcome of our testing and all afflictions through Jesus Christ. Christ, the one who would lead us through the trial that we face this day and every day. Our actions in times of testing tend to reveal either the strength or the weakness of our faith. If in the testing great strength of faith is revealed, then we have an occasion to praise God that by his grace we have been given a trusting faith which looks not to our inabilities and our weaknesses, but to Christ and his strength and his ability. If in the testing weakness is revealed in our faith, then we see an occasion for growth in our faith, and we see a need to call upon God that by his grace we might be given the wisdom of his word, a wisdom which feeds and nourishes and strengthens our life of faith. When we look to the benefits of being tested, we begin to know why we can praise the Almighty God and rejoice even in the difficult and trying times of our lives. By overcoming all things through faith in Christ today, here in this place, as we prepare to go out, we shall be given a strengthening of faith that we might face all trials and tribulations out in the parish. Face them not in the weakness of our flesh, but with the power of Christ that was given to you and to me in the waters of baptism. We have a life born here that is not nourished by the world and our flesh, but that is fed upon the gospel of Jesus Christ, fed whether in the body and blood of Christ, in the waters of baptism where it is born, or by the very proclamation of the gospel message. As men who are seeking to be called into God's holy ministry, we face many trials and temptations in our preparation. For some, these may be merely surviving Greek or Hebrew. But one of the greatest trials we shall face is that of our own human flesh. Day in and day out, it will seek in its desire to convince you and me that we can never be worthy of being ministers of God's holy church. It will echo these thoughts and the thoughts of the world and those around us in our head, in our heart, and in our gut. You are worthless. You have sinned. There is no way God can possibly work through someone like you. It is in the outcome of this testing that will reveal what our faith takes hold of as we deal with it. What do we trust in? If we trust in our opinions and that of the world and not upon the objective word of Christ, then what happens? All of us truly are unworthy in and of ourselves to be ministers of God's holy church. This is most certainly true. But do we focus only upon that, only upon what the flesh can possibly do? Thinking to ourselves, I'm supposed to be a minister of God, yet for some reason I have evil thoughts. I seem to want to go my own way rather than the Lord's. How can I possibly be a minister? If we focus upon this, and for this reason withdraw from our preparation here in this place, or withdraw from some part of our pastoral ministry later out in the parish, then our faith takes hold of what we say. Our faith takes hold of what the world says. But if in facing these thoughts, these condemnations of the world, we take hold of Jesus Christ, then we most certainly will and do have the outcome. We have the answer to this trial. We realize that our worthiness lies not in our abilities, not in what we do, but in Jesus Christ our Lord. A worthiness that is given through the forgiveness of your sins and the mercy that God showers down upon us. If you look for the answer in this trial, look no farther than the cross of Jesus Christ, because here you have the outcome. Look to the resurrection, for you see the victory. Christ overcame the cross and even death nearly 2 centuries ago. And that victory, that life is here for us today in word and sacrament, that we might take hold of the truth. It is by developing a faith through trial and testing that we shall endure and persevere out there in the world and in the life in the parish. We live in a world today that greatly criticizes and condemns the office of ministry. The world would look upon your shortcomings and your sins, and thereby say, you, because of your sins, have no right to teach and preach the word and sacraments of our Lord. In these trials, you will be tempted to look upon your own abilities and your weaknesses, and not upon Jesus Christ, who has said, I have made you worthy. I have forgiven you. These times will be tremendously humbling. You'll experience many of them here and out there. But from what better position to overcome these trials and all trials? For in the humbled position, we see our need before Jesus Christ. In that humbled position, we see the great richness and wealth that God freely offers by His grace, by His love. And with these, we are helped. As we look at the trials of today, tomorrow, and the future, the gospel promise is made to us, the promise made in our text, the closing words of our text, blessed is the man who endures under trial. Because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those that love him. How is it that we shall have joy in trial and tribulation? How is it that we shall endure in trial and tribulation? Because Jesus Christ endured and endures even today unto everlasting life to each one of us. This is our faith. This is our life. This is our God. Amen.